T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
RNSJ is back. Don't miss him having fun and getting it done. Two shows, May 17th and 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. Already murdering the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. When readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, you know, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish a home. You can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, there's a 42-inch kiosk filled with furniture right there in the store for you to browse through. Find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show. That's how you're going to save an additional 10% on your purchase at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett, the corner of Summer Avenue, next door to Hollywood Feed. Easy to find, easy to get to. Number 692-6200, 901-692-6200. They're on the web, sleepyzzzs.com. It's 502. Jeff Calkins with your award-winning comics, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He joins me now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
So let's start with last night. First thing we realize is that the Grizzlies are going to be in the top four. Woohoo. Then we get to a point where the Lakers are off the board, the Knicks are off the board, and we are really sitting there as television viewers going, okay, it's either us or New Orleans. We really could get Zion Williamson. Obviously, the Grizzlies come off at 2, Pelicans 1. The Pelicans will select Zion Williamson. How quickly did it take you to go, or how long did it take you, rather, to go from, we're not getting Zion, to, woo, we're picking second anyway. That's pretty awesome. It took me a couple of minutes at least.
It took me a bit. And you do recognize that that's purely an accident of the television show.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't unfurled like this in real life. It didn't come down to Memphis and New Orleans.
Right.
It was always like this. It's just how it was unveiled. I do think people are lying to themselves if by the end, like at that moment when it's just the two of you, television show or not, you're thinking, oh, my God, this might be happening. We might be the center of the basketball universe, right? And so that did not happen, and that then was disappointing. That was disappointing. It didn't take me long to say, but this is still awesome. That did not take me long to say that. I still have a little bit of the other one in me, you know. It's the difference. I mean,
That's what she said.
It's the difference between LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. I don't know that it will be, but right now that's what it feels like. The truth of the matter is,
I hope it's not the difference between LeBron James and Darko.
Right. The truth of the matter is, at the time, people would have thought Greg Oden was the better pick, right? And now we know it didn't work out that way. I'm not even telling you for sure that I know that Zion's going to be better. I don't know that that's the difference, but that's what it feels like right now. It feels like Memphis got a potentially really excellent NBA player, and New Orleans got a transcendent player. And so there's a part of me that, just because of the way it was set up, has a slight pang over that. I think, you know, you see the New Orleans sales team going crazy, and you say, God, they sold 2,000 season tickets by this morning, and you think that could have been us. But us is where we are is pretty damn good. If you look at where we are today compared to where we were yesterday, as a fan base, it's just stunningly different. And I'll hold up as an example John Martin, who doesn't pretend otherwise. He is I think of him in terms of the Grizzlies stuff as being representing the man on the street, right? He's not Chris Harrington is fascinated by the Grizzlies no matter what's happening. He's fascinated with the salary cap, fascinated with, you know, whatever the trade options, you know, all of it. Like, he's fascinated by all of it. John is fascinated when they're interesting and fun. And it has been hard for John over the last year to be that engaged in the Grizzlies. And I understand that. And then today, John, representing to me, the man, you know, he's totally pumped. And to me, like, that's what's happened. It is injected. It was going to, and it still will be a long slog back, I think. It was good, but you need some luck along the way. And you just look at Miami sitting there. You just look at all those teams that were sitting there. Look at Chicago, picking seventh now. You know, look, it's so glum. And now you've got a chance to get a superb player to put with who you think is going to be another superb player. And to me, it changes everything. It changes today on the radio. It changes how we feel about the next month leading up to the draft. It changes draft night. It changes summer camp. It changes how we feel going into next year. It changes everything. And it's a franchise that needed it.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9.
I have a question. What was the best moment? Which moment was best? When they jumped to the top four? When it was when you knew they weren't four? When it was you? When you knew they were in the top two? Which was like the single best moment last night?
Well, as Jason Wexler accurately said, it feels like forever to get back from commercial and then unveil 4-3-2-1. But once they start unveiling 4-3-2-1, it like goes pretty quick. It's like, and the fourth pick will belong to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the third pick will belong to the New York Knicks. But when you heard that, the third pick will belong to the New York Knicks, it really, and I understand from, it's not like Jason pointed out, Zach Kleiman was in the room. He didn't experience it the way we experienced it.
Not at all. Right.
But from a television perspective, we're experiencing like, oh, wow, it is either Memphis or New Orleans for Zion Williams. And it's not like if it had been down to New York or Memphis, because then you'd go, if you had time to actually think about all of this stuff, you'd go, well, the Knicks still had, you know, a 14% chance of making this happen as opposed to our 6% chance. With Memphis and New Orleans, it was both 6%. There was nothing in the numbers that suggested New Orleans had an advantage over you. And now you know it's either you or New Orleans. To me, that's the most amazing moment where you go, if the next words out of this dude's mouth are New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson is actually coming to Memphis, and I'm about to have to go outside and burn a couch.
See, the problem is then you're saying yes. That's all contingent on it then being Zion. I really think in some ways the two best moments were when they jumped up into the top four, right, and then when they weren't four. Because those two things meant it was going to be a good night. And, yeah, when three disappeared and you were one of the final two, that raised this incredible tantalizing. I think that here's what I would say. If you were measuring it by the degree to which hyperventilation around the city of Memphis was triggered, it's when three disappeared and you were one of the last two,
mm-hmm.
right? if in terms of like when were most Memphians hyperventilating or shaking or whatever, it's when three was gone and two. But in terms of the most important good moment, I think it was probably when four was gone and you were in the top three.
Yeah, I mean, if we're calling this a three-player draft, then being in the top three is important. But you're really a word away from having Zion Williamson.
But you weren't actually any closer.
I know.
You didn't have him at any point in there. You just thought you did.
No, but the way the television show is presented, you think that it really, the way it's presented, it is coming down to you and New Orleans, even if it didn't actually come down to you and New Orleans. Like, there's two things, there's two possibilities left. Only one of these things can happen. Either the Grizzlies are going to select Zion Williamson or the Pelicans are going to select Zion Williamson. That's it. Everything else is off the table.
I'm a little less excited about it now that I know that it wasn't the Grizzlies who were selecting Zion Williamson. Like, that moment becomes a little less exciting to me now that I know how it worked out.
That's what she said.
You're going to win $1 million or you're not going to win $1 million. Well, it was an exciting moment except for the other guy won $1 million.
Well, what it is more like is like you're going to win $50 million or you're going to win $5 million. And then you find out you're winning five instead of 50. And so my immediate reaction would be, damn, I would have really loved the 50. And then after a couple minutes you go, but five's pretty good. You know, five will pay off the house, you know? Like,
this is not being sent home with, and as a consolation, you get an in-home vacuum cleaner, a shop vac, and the play-at-home game version of the NBA draft lottery. Really. You're getting Ja Morant. Like, that's the one that everyone's excited about. And the player, and they may well take R.J. Barrett, but Ja Morant has the capacity to thrill you in addition to knowing that he's a quality basketball player.
Because he's more fun to watch. If you go watch highlights.
He's got much better YouTube videos.
Got much better YouTube videos. And it is actually easier from a basketball perspective to imagine him becoming this incredible thing than it is imagining R.J. Barrett becoming this incredible thing. But I think R.J. Barrett has been discounted like crazy by Grizzlies fans and some media. Because, like, I heard Jeffrey talking to an NBA analyst earlier, and the guy was like, you know, I think R.J. He was actually trying to compliment R.J. Barrett. But what he said was, you know, I think R.J. Barrett could be a better NBA player than he was a college player. I'm like, R.J. Barrett was an awesome college player. He's a first-team All-American as a freshman at Duke. He scored 860 points this season. That is more points in a season than any freshman in ACC history, including Zion Williamson. So this idea that somehow R.J. Barrett isn't great.
Who could be a better pro than they were in college? Romeo Langford.
Yes, yes. Or like DeAndre Jordan is a better NBA player than he was a college player in that 1 year. R.J. Barrett was a first-team All-American. Like this weird thing people have about R.J. Barrett, like, yeah, you know, I don't know about R.J. Barrett. The only reason you don't know about R.J. Barrett is because Zion Williamson was just another deal altogether. But I want to be clear. I would take Ja Morant second overall. But the idea that it's clear-cut, I don't know that it's clear-cut. I would do my homework on both those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the key here is, and this may seem obvious, but for some people it's not obvious. It's the key is to get the best player.
Right.
This is not actually like the NFL draft where, we need an offensive lineman because Deshaun Watson is getting killed, right? It's not how it works here. The way where you can make positional arguments. Oh, we need a dynamic point guard because we get to replace Mike Conley, or we need a dynamic wing because we really never had a dynamic wing. And he can play alongside Mike Conley, although I don't think Mike is staying. It's not that. You just want the player who's going to be best. You tell me who's going to make the most All-Star teams, or is going to. You tell me if one of those two is going to be the Hall of Famer. Pick that dude. That's the dude I want, and I don't care what freaking position they play. Maybe if it was a five or something, you would think about it, and even then, I don't really believe that. But certainly, when they're both wing players. You want to do nothing here except for pick the better player.
Yeah, I had a guy last night on Facebook when I posted a Ja Morant YouTube highlight video. The guy was like, you know, the Grizzlies need big man depth. I'm like, dude, you do not.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I was like, in the nicest way possible, you do not use the number two pick in a draft to try to acquire big man depth. You use it on the most, who you believe is going to be the most awesome player. That's it. I don't care. I'm not talking about position. I'm not, like, every once in a while, somebody will go, well, what are the Grizzlies' needs? The Grizzlies' needs are awesome players. That's what they need. They need awesome players. The key to being great in the NBA is not to have incredible guard play or a traditional center or a stretch four. The key to being awesome in the NBA is to have as many awesome players as you can have. And you'll figure the rest of it out. Like, before Kevin Durant got to Golden State, people were like, I don't know how that's going to work with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. And what we might be watching right now, by the way, as recently as last night, is it does work differently and perhaps better without Kevin Durant, but they still won back-to-back titles with Kevin Durant. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work with Chris Paul and James Harden. Works pretty well. Works pretty well. Get as many awesome players as you can get, and that's the key to having an awesome team. And so I don't care about position. I don't care about height. I don't care about anything. Who's going to be who's got the best chance to be the most awesome player not named Zion Williamson?
If do you care that R.J. Barrett did what he did as an 18-year-old freshman against better competition, whereas John Morant did what he did as a 19-year-old sophomore against lesser competition?
I would care if when John Morant played high major competition that he looked different or did different things, but he destroyed them.
He killed everybody.
He played Auburn. He got 25
okay,
on him.
The age part.
It's a year. I'm not going to worry about that. If I really thought R.J. Barrett and John Morant were the same caliber dude, then I might go, I'll take the younger guy who has forever, like for 5 years, been considered the best player his age in the world until Zion Williamson became what he became at Duke. As opposed to this unheralded high school player who just blew up really in the past year, then I might lean toward those things. But if I'm convinced John Morant is the better prospect, none of that other stuff matters to me.
Right. That doesn't
need
that goes into determining what is it. People put the age thing in figuring out who is the better prospect. That would be the only way it would relate. And, you know, I don't know. Let's be honest. When I was watching Duke, I was looking at Zion.
Right.
And then when I was watching John Morant, it was either in the NCAA tournament or YouTube videos. Both times he looked awesome. He had a triple-double, including 16 assists against Marquette. And then I think he had 28 when he lost to Florida State. Like, every time I've seen him, he's awesome.
Yeah, and he's shot.
I love the fact that he can pass. I love the fact that he can pass, too.
Well that's the thing. People focus on the dunks because he attacks the rim violently. But he's a great passer and with great vision. You know, it's like the easy comp is like Russell Westbrook in the sense that that's the way he attacks the rim. He wants to finish over you or through you. Like those violent Russell Westbrook dunks that we see often, like John Morant delivers those. But he's a much better in terms of vision, in terms of getting people involved. He averaged 10 assists per game. And then he also didn't shoot great from three as a sophomore at Murray State, but did shoot better from three than Russell Westbrook shot in his final, although Russell Westbrook sucks at shooting, so I shouldn't even bring that up. But he shot 88% from three-point range in the NCAA tournament on, I believe, 8 attempts. So he has the ability to shoot. He's a great passer, and he's incredible off the dribble. Like, he does have star potential. That's undeniable.
Yes, it's a staggeringly great. It has been one hell of a run here. It is funny. We looked up, I don't know, like after the Tigers lost to Creighton, and even that, let's be honest, wasn't that interesting. And we were pondering, okay, what's going to get us to football season, right? What is going to get us? I mean, I know I'm going to coach the spring game. That's going to be good. That's one thing I could think about, talk about. And then it has been. You know, one thing after another, Penny blowing up, recruiting blowing up, and now you got John Morant headed this way, and that fills. I mean, that fills the whole calendar, because I really do think it's, and then you've got the question about Mike Conley, and I still think the answer is the same with Mike Conley. He's going to be 32. Like there are various people who say, oh, you got John Morant now. Even Jay Williams last night said. No one better to learn under than Mike Conley. And others say, You can play him with R.J. Barrett. Keep Mike Conley, play with R.J. Barrett, and blah, blah, blah. You're not going to have a deep playoff run with Mike Conley, who will be 32 years old by the time the next season starts. Listen, whatever you thought about whether the Grizzlies waited too long to pull the plug, like there were lots of people who said, hey, you should have traded these people a long time ago. And I was one of the people who said, no, they really shouldn't have. They should have been good as long as they could. And but now, yes, now that you know you can't be good, go on a good with Mike Conley for any length of time because he's going to be 32. Now, if you can get a meaningful package for him, and this was true before last night, but it's absolutely true now, you get a meaningful package for him to put around. I mean, you've already got two great young players, hopefully, in John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Kyle Anderson is not an old guy, right? Dylan Brooks, not an old guy, right? I think Valanciunas is coming back, and then you get a couple of young pieces here, and you've totally accelerated the rebuild. Whereas if you hang on to Mike, and just for what cause? I just think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I've heard some people say it, but I think it's preposterous.
Especially when Mike's already made it clear, he's ready to move on. He doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild. I think he'd be a great mentor. I don't know that he has interest in being a great mentor.
Put another thing on him, you know,
yeah.
now be the mentor, you know, now, think of yourself for once, right? You know, and yes, it's silly.
Yeah. I was ready to move for a variety of reasons, not because like Mike Conley must go, like I've never subscribed to that, but like, it's just time. It's quite, even Mike understands that. And I was headed there anyway, but especially if you're about to draft, a primary ball handler with the number two pick in the draft, then not only does it make me more anxious to do it, but I think it also makes it easier to do. I think it makes it easier for the fan base.
Totally. And it actually makes a lot of sense for DeLon Wright, because you don't want DeLon Wright as your future forever point guard. He has not proven he's that, but he did prove that he is a capable can soak up minutes, can be a, and honestly, to me, that, and furthermore, they can play together. Like John Morant and DeLon Wright could play together. That to me seems like DeLon Wright's the perfect guy to put with John Morant, because it takes some of the pressure off of John Morant, if that's the guy you end up picking. But you still have your point guard of the future there. And to me, it makes all the sense in the world.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So I had Jason Wexler, president of the Grizzlies, on in the last segment. And one of the things I asked him was, is he optimistic that he'll be able to get the guys he wants to get into Memphis for a workout? Because as recently as last year, they could not do that. You know, Marvin Bagley did not come here. DeAndre Ayton did not come here. Trae Young, I don't think, came. Did Jaren Jackson even come here? I don't think so. Did he?
No.
Right.
No.
So, listen, when you've got the number two pick, and really it's the number one pick after Zion, because everybody knows who's going number one, that's what makes this a unique situation. Sometimes when you're picking second, you really don't know exactly who's going to be available to you because you're unsure, well, who's going number one. But we know who's going number one. That's Zion Williamson. So they can start now. Okay, take Zion off the table. What are we looking at here? And trying to get those guys in, create relationships, whatever. Jason said he doesn't think it will be any problem at all to get the people in here. And I'm hopefully he's right. But with the Knicks picking right behind you and the Lakers right behind them, I bet you R.J. Barrett doesn't come work out in Memphis.
Well, that may be. I mean, John Morant made it clear, at least what he said last night, that he didn't care.
Well, right? John Morant's different, I think, because
he's a small town kid
from South Carolina, totally off the radar his whole life. Even at Murray State, mostly off the radar till the NCAA tournament. I don't think he really cares about being in Memphis as opposed to New York or L.A. R.J. Barrett, on the other hand, has been a star his entire life. Went to Duke on national television every night. I bet you R.J. Barrett, regardless of how R.J. Barrett might feel about Memphis or playing with Jaren Jackson, I would assume R.J. Barrett's representation says, no, 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 we're not working out in Memphis, because then that will push them to do what they might do anyway.
Maybe take us. If we light it up there,
they might,
James
yeah.
Harden, like, yeah, right.
Yeah, we're not going there because we're going to go to New York or L.A.
is R.J. Barrett going to work out for New Orleans? Not because of that they take him over Zion. They obviously would not. But they can still have him in for a workout if they want to do the deal for Anthony Davis and reunite Zion and R.J. Barrett in New Orleans.
I would assume that they're going to have him in for ask him to come in for a workout exactly for that reason. Not because they're necessarily interested in drafting him number one, but they might be interested in doing a deal with the Knicks, at which point they would be selecting, or at least down the road acquiring R.J. Barrett one way or another. So the question is, will R.J. Barrett work out for New Orleans? I would say yes, and for two reasons. It might end up being where you're playing, whether you like it or not. And B, what if you do go there and light it up and something comes back bad on medicals with Zion? And, you know, you go from, you know, the difference in money is you know, we're talking about millions of dollars being the number one pick.
The question there is mostly whether he'd like to play with Zion. I guess he's close to Zion, even though he took all the shots away. I guess he wouldn't begrudge. He wouldn't begrudge playing with Zion.
Yeah, Zion he'd be like, if nothing else, I know Zion will let me take all the shots. So why not? I'll play with Zion. I would say R.J. Barrett probably would work out in New Orleans. I would say 10% chance R.J. Barrett works out in Memphis.
I think you're probably right. I think he does not work out in Memphis.
Because if you're R.J. Barrett's
It was funny to see the Memphis hate last night. I don't even really hate, but like when it came down to New York, L.A., New Orleans, and Memphis, there were those pointing out that in fact, sometimes it was like, New York and L.A., look at that, you'd want to go there, and then New Orleans is pretty good at Memphis. Like, Memphis even came in fourth there,
right,
even though New Orleans has been totally dysfunctional, you're like, and then Memphis. And, I enjoyed Memphis's triumph in the wake of all of that bitterness, and I really did enjoy, listen, I would have preferred Zion Williamson coming here, but I guess I would have preferred him in the East otherwise, but I do really like the fact that these two guys went to two small market teams, like that L.A. and particularly that L.A. and New York are sitting there, you know, as the post in the New York Post said, kicked in the ball.
Well, it should be evidence.
The headline said,
it should be evidence that the thing's not rigged, because you're much better off with Zion Williamson and whoever else being in New York and L.A. as opposed to New Orleans and Memphis. And the truth is, as much as I love Memphis, it's my home. It is not popular with NBA players. It is not popular with NBA agents. You know, there was a playoff game, Grizzlies playoff game, a few years ago. At this point, they were all a few years ago. And I was talking to Woj on the court, and he introduced me to Bill Duffy, the agent. And Bill's like, oh, yes, Gary, I follow you on Twitter or something like that. But he doesn't follow me too closely because you'll know why in a second. And he goes, I said, hey, so how long, you know, it's just the normal things you ask people when you bump into them because
right,
you don't know what else to say. I'm like, yeah, so how long are you in town? He's like, I'm getting out of here tomorrow, thank God. And I said, oh, okay. And he goes, so Gary, where do you live? I was like, here. He was like, oh. He was like, okay. but when I talk to my co-workers at CBS who are former NBA players, whether it's Danny Granger or Brendan Haywood or Richard Jefferson, all these guys, like, they don't crap on Memphis, but it's like, yeah, man, in Memphis, that's where you check into that Westin and you catch up on Netflix. You know, it's like, you don't, there are certain places you look forward to going to. Memphis is not one of them. Fairly or unfairly, Memphis does have that reputation among NBA people.
Well, in fairness, like, if you're what are they going to do, go to Silky's?
I talked to Chandler about this one night. I bumped into him on Main Street. He was actually just getting ice cream and going home. That's it. And we were just standing there on the trolley tracks talking, and he was like, oh, I don't think you would mind me saying this, but he was like, dude, there's just nothing to do. You know, like, and you got to understand, it's all relative for Chandler Parsons.
Well,
like,
yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
he's in L.A.
There's plenty for me to do. I can't get to the things that are all the things there are to do in Memphis.
Right.
I got no time to get to the things there are to do in Memphis. But if you're comparing it to L.A.,
right?
No, there's not much to do.
Right.
Like, you know, but. It's funny. I was actually talking to an AD recently because I was talking about the Memphis AD job. And and some of the pros and cons of the Memphis AD job. So I've been making lots of calls around about whatever. And one of the things that was said was that it's actually a really great place to live, but most people don't know it, right? And the point this guy made was in this polarized world in which we live, that Memphis is a place where you actually come to grips with that. Like it is a city that's incredibly diverse and teaches you how to live in the world. And then in addition, people here are passionate about sports. This is not a place where no one cares about the University of Memphis. Like, you can argue whether there's enough fans who go to the University of Memphis football game or whatever else, but like the coverage they get, the intensity of the coverage they get for basketball and football is incredible. But the Memphis thing, it's interesting. I think it's a positive living in Memphis. Like, I'm so happy to be back here whenever I travel out of town. I don't know. Where did you see? Did you see that? Oh, there was a video about a bride who was late to her wedding in Atlanta. And she was like getting out of her car. It was on Twitter and weeping because she was in the middle of a freaking traffic jam and she was late to her wedding. Right.
Right.
And I just retweeted and I said, I love Memphis. I mean, I love being in Memphis, but I understand if you're Chandler Parsons, looks a little different.
It's a little different. That's all. Anyway, I don't think it'll be a problem for Ja Morant. At least I hope not. Fingers crossed. Jeff Coggins, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. When we come back, the man who recruited, signed, and coached Ja Morant at Murray State, Matt McMahon, is going to join me next.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Engrossing Grizzlies. But so here is the 5 o'clock cash word. We missed at 5, but it is the 5 o'clock word. You have 30 minutes to text the word home, H-O-M-E, to 72881. 30 minutes up until 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock hour cash word. If you missed it, here is the word home. Text the word home, H-O-M-E, to 72881. 5 o'clock word is home. Text home, H-O-M-E, to 72881. And right before the 6, we've got another cash word at 6 p.m.
Listen up. I'm about to tell you how you can get your hands on some free promo cash from the Fitz. I'll explain it real slowly because I don't want you to miss anything. Ready? Step 1, sign up. Step 2, get free promo cash instantly. Wait, that's it? New members who sign up for a Key Rewards card or reactivate their existing account receive promo cash instantly? Man, the Fitz ain't fooling around. That is easy. Oh, and if you want more promo cash, you can get more. Anywhere from $5 to $1,000. Just earn points playing slots. You know, I thought it would take longer to explain this, so we got a lot more time left in this spot. What the heck? I guess I'll say it again. Sign up for a Fitz Key Rewards card or reactivate your existing one and get free promo cash instantly. That's right. I just dropped the mic. Get instant free promo cash at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Reactivation is for 12-month inactive members. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it is, right now, the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. Furthermore, we have turned Memphis into the number one market for New Amsterdam vodka per capita in the United States of America, so keep buying it every time you're in the store. They got flavored vodkas. They offer a variety. Grapefruit is the newest flavor, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry, and they've got a gluten-free vodka as well. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, well, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar or a wine and spirit store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shellbucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shellbucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. Almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast.
So the ping pong balls bounced the Grizzlies' way last night, and they moved up to number 2 in the 2019 NBA draft. Zion Williamson is going to come off of the board number 1 unless they discover like a heart condition or something, which means... The Grizzlies will be able to select anybody except Zion Williamson. And if Grizzlies fans have their way, it appears the player the Grizzlies will select is Ja Morant, the man who recruited him to Murray State. Coached in the past 2 years is Matt McMahon, and he joins me now. Matt, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, you kidding me? You're doing me a favor. Thanks for being here. First things first, if you get to have Ja just 3 hours away from Murray, Kentucky, that's not the worst thing in the world, is it?
No, I think the people here in Murray, Kentucky would be really excited about that. You know, I think that's one of the things that's such a draw about him. You know, he sold out our 9,000-seat arena here. He sold out our conference tournament, over 10,000 people. Sold out the Hartford Civic Center, over 18,000 people. So I think his appeal to the fans across the country is huge.
What makes him special?
Well, I think Gary's just this once-in-a-lifetime point guard who comes along who's a perfect combination of a lot of things. He's got great size and freakish athleticism at the point guard position. His basketball IQ is off the charts. He just has incredible court vision and feel for the game. And then you combine all that with his character, the fact that players love to play with him, and then just the overall wow factor that he brings to the game. I think that's why he's developed into this once-in-a-generation point guard.
Talking to Murray State coach Matt McMahon. He coached Ja Morant the past 2 years at Murray State. the Grizzlies picking second in the 2019 NBA draft. Ja Morant, a likely candidate for that selection. Obviously, his story, I think, is well documented at this point, although I'm not sure many people know the details of it. And I tried to explain in the opening segment, as the story goes, he's taking part, I believe it's July 2016, in like some combine ragtag AAU thing in South Carolina. And one of your assistants, James Kane, is there. And as the story's explained, earlier in the day before college coaches arrived, they worked out players and measured them, and then they kept a group in the main court, like these are the better players, and then they sent everybody else to the back gym to like play 3-on-3 by themselves, basically. Ja was in the group that got sent to the back gym. And James Kane gets hungry at some point, and he's like just actually looking for a concession stand. Like the guy just wants a hot dog or something, and he notices this guard destroying everybody, calls you and says, we've got to get on this kid. At the time, he either didn't know his name or just found it out, because Ja's name wasn't even on the roster that was handed out to college coaches so they would know who they're evaluating. And like within a week, you guys had a visit with him, and within a few months, he was committed. Is it really as wild as that?
You told the story pretty well, Gary, probably a lot better than I could. we saw him there. We were chasing Tevin Brown, who's right. A really good two guard for us on our team now. And so we were following him around at that event, and James came across Ja. I believe I was in Atlanta at the time, and then went up to Spartanburg the next morning to watch him take place in the actual tournament portion of the event. And, we offered him a scholarship right away and recruited him hard. I think part of the tale about it isn't accurate. He was recruited. He was obviously under-recruited.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, he had Atlantic 10 offers. He had an SEC offer. And I think he just felt like this was the right fit for him here at Murray State.
Some people, he just blew up this year, and he obviously did. He was very good as a freshman, averaged 13 points, 6.5 rebounds, 6.3 assists. But did you expect him to become, even after his freshman season, anything like what he became? And if not, when did you realize this is another level now?
No, I did. Last April when we sat down, we did a little bit of leadership work because we knew this would be his team this year. And I told him this would be my last year coaching him, and I was going to enjoy every second of it. I'll be honest, I didn't think it would necessarily be a top two pick at that point, but I had a really good feeling he'd be a surefire first rounder coming out after his sophomore year. Those numbers you talk about there, Gary, as a freshman, I think there are only 8 players in the last 26 years of college basketball who have done that, that combination of points, rebounds, and assists. Penny Hardaway there in Memphis being one of them.
Right.
So Jason Kidd, another. So we knew he was in pretty good company there with what he did as a freshman.
When did NBA people start coming in and telling you, this doesn't just look like a pro, this looks like a top 5 pick?
There were some who were a little ahead of the game who saw us in the NCAA tournament against West Virginia last year. But when he really took off is when he went to the CP3 camp in Winston-Salem in August. All the NBA personnel were there. Some of the ESPN NBA personnel were there. And they just saw the athleticism and just the ridiculous talent that he is. And at that point, that's when it took off from a standpoint of, Kentucky would have their pro day in October, say on a Monday, and then every team would come from Lexington, make the trip down to Murray to see Ja as we went through October and early November.
Talking to Murray State coach Matt McMahon here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He is the man who recruited Ja Morant, coached in the past 2 years. Ja Morant now the most likely selection at number 2, according to most analysts, to be a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. People ask me all the time, who would you compare him to? Let me ask you. You worked with him every day. I didn't. Who would you compare him to?
You're going to hate my answer, but the same person I compared him to when we recruited him, Ja Morant. We told him we were recruiting him to come in here and be the absolute best Ja Morant he could be. And that's what I would compare him to as he moves forward. I don't know that there are many players like him. You could probably take some traits of you know, an athletic point guard like some people do, or a really smart point guard like some people do. But you combine all those into one, and that's who Ja Morant is.
I heard somebody – listen, the YouTube videos are awesome to watch. It's just one violent dunk after another. But I talked to an NBA person last night who said what gets lost in the YouTube videos that all of you are tweeting is that he's an amazing passer with amazing court vision. What makes him – is it just natural, a gift that he has? How much did you guys develop it? Has he always been somebody that has incredible court vision and can really, you know, see things and then do things that, that normal people can't see or do?
Some probably natural, Gary. Some, you know, a lot of credit to his mom and dad, T and Jamie. They really pushed him and challenged him growing up. But he just has an incredible feel for the game. And it's little things that you take for granted, but just – if you're a good three-point shooter, every time he makes that pass to you, it's going to hit you right on target, right on time, lead you right into your three. If you're an athlete, he throws those lobs from behind half court with pinpoint accuracy. He just, you know, I guess at the end of the day, that's his best trait. He makes everyone around him better. And you know, I think you combine that IQ and into the athleticism, and that's why you have this special player. I know a lot of people always show the dunk where he jumped over the 6'8" player at UT Martin. But that's really a great example of what kind of player he is. That was a play that we had run three possessions ago to get Tevin Brown an open three, and he made that three. But Josh, he saw that on that play he was being denied on the wing. And so he called it and ran it again, and Tevin knew to go to the back door, and that's what set up Ja for that tomahawk dunk. And all of that was orchestrated by Ja. That had nothing to do with coaching or play design.
That's interesting. I'm wrapping up here with Matt McMahon, head coach at Murray State, Coach Ja Morant the past couple years. Last thing before I let you go, like I said, yeah, it appears Zion Williamson is going to go number one. And the consensus basically here in Memphis is that the fans want the Grizzlies to take Ja Morant and have a combination going forward of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. You're talking to Grizzlies fans right now. Explain to them what you see when you look into the future of Ja Morant's career. How good can he actually be?
Oh, he's a superstar. He doesn't need me going around hyping him up. I think his play will support all that. But, Gary, he's a longtime all-star in the NBA. He's a guy you want to build your franchise around. He's a guy you want making an impact on your community. He's the absolute total package as a player and just as importantly as a man and a leader for what he's going to mean to whichever franchise is fortunate enough to draft him. He's the absolute best of the best.
That's good to hear. That's Murray State coach Matt McMahon here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hey, listen, I know that a lot of this stuff is – hard work that Ja puts in, and a lot of this stuff is natural gifts that, you know, maybe he was just born with, but this is also true. He was never supposed to be anything like this coming out of high school, and it would be, I think, foolish to think that you and your staff didn't play some role in this development, turning him from an unheralded high school prospect into presumably a top two pick in the NBA draft in a span of a couple years. So you deserve some credit for that as well. Congratulations on what you've done with him, and I appreciate your time, man. I owe you.
All right. Thanks so much, Gary. If you see the next Ja Morant down there in Memphis, send him our way.
I'll text you the information as soon as I identify him. I promise you.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right, Matt. I'll see you. That's Matt McMahon, head coach at Murray State. Listen, most head coaches are going to talk positively about their guys. Like, let's start the conversation there. But you don't have to say all of the things that he just said unless you sincerely believe all of the things he just said. Like, didn't say, hey, you know, you never know, sure, but, you know, I could really see him being, you know, great someday, or, you know, there's still, you know, got a lot of improvement to do, but I could see he didn't mince his words at all. He's a superstar. Yeah. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be an all-star in that league for a long time. I can't imagine there's a Grizzlies fan that listened to Ja Morant's coach just talk about Ja Morant and think that the Grizzlies need to do anything next month other than go ahead and select the Murray State guard and make him your point guard of the future. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 6 p.m.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Jim Carnes told me he loves working at Oak Hall because of the store's integrity. And that's saying something, considering that in addition to selling clothing, Jim is a music minister and an adjunct professor at a seminary. It's true. Jim grew up in El Dorado, Arkansas, and went to school to become a music minister. He moved to Memphis to study theology. But he always loved clothes, and he had worked part-time at clothing stores during high school and in college. So when the professor he came to study with in Memphis moved away, and when he discovered his wife was pregnant with their first child, well, he took a job at Oak Hall, and he still works there today. You might think they are dramatically different, a career in clothing and a career in the ministry. But as Jim told me, they're both based on people, on listening, and on building relationships. Jim still works in the ministry, by the way. He's the minister of music at Southwoods Baptist Church, and he's an adjunct professor at Bethlehem Seminary. But on every day except Sunday, he finds deep satisfaction in working with customers of all faiths at a store that is built on relationships and integrity.
Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web. CooperSystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle of the road, desktop, notebook, tablet, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They can get you whatever you need. They've either got it in the store right now, or they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. But don't ever forget, if you also need any kind of computer repair, they can handle that too. Virus removal, data recovery. If you've got a power supply issue, a USB port issue, they can fix those things. If you cracked your screen last night, excited that the Grizzlies moved up to number two in the draft, well, you can get that fixed at Cooper Systems. If you want to drop it off Mount Moriah Office Park, that's easy. But if you don't feel like it for whatever reason, you can have Cooper Systems send a technician out to your home or office, often the same day that you call. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's the number to call to get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. They're on the web. Go check that website, coopersystems.com.
Down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay, ends 6/30/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. Enjoy one of the best mattress holidays with our best deals of the year. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin. That means you can save up to $700 on beds throughout the store. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. That's up to a $699 value, free. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis-area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? 3 filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, 3 great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, if you ever find yourself in an emergency situation, you're gonna want to be at Regional One Health. That goes without saying, because if you're in a bad situation, that's the best place, best equipped to try to pull you out of that bad situation. But one of the things I try to remind you of in recent years is that you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a wonderful example of that. It is recommended, in case you didn't know, that women 40 and up need to get an annual mammogram. If you don't get one, it could cost you dearly. If you do get one, it could save your life. So if you're a woman 40 and up, make an appointment. And you can do that at the East Campus Imaging Center at 6555 Quince Road. It's easy to find, easy to get to. Right there with 385 Crosses Kirby Parkway. You can make that appointment by calling 515-3600. You don't need a referral. You honestly don't even need an appointment. But if you want to make one, 515-3600, 515-3600. That's the East Campus Imaging Center under the Regional One Health umbrella. Learn more, regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I want to focus on something I haven't referenced yet, but it is important because it's a local kid done good. Special shouts to Austin Riley, graduate of DeSoto Central High School in South Haven.
What have we got?
Caught up to the big leagues today.
Ooh.
And is going to be in the starting lineup for the Atlanta Braves against the St. Louis Cardinals. And so his Major League Baseball debut, he was always headed this direction, by the way. He's 22 years old, but he's first-round pick coming out of high school. Signed for like $1.6 million. Been an amazing prospect. But
I remember that.
Last night, Ender Inciarte got hurt. Yeah. He's on the 10-day injured list now. So they call up Austin Riley. He's inserted into the starting lineup. He's going to play left field, bat 6 against the Cardinals, making his Major League debut on ESPN. So that's pretty awesome. Shout.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Eastern Conference Finals, Raptors, Bucks, Fiserv Forum, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is game one. Milwaukee, 6.5-point favorite. The total's 217.5. Tip scheduled 7:30. You can watch that on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, if you want to see a Ja Morant game, a replay of Murray State Auburn from last season, it's on ESPNU, like coming up in a couple of minutes. Auburn wins the game 93-88. Ja Morant finishes 25 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. So that's that. On the late night circuit, Allison Williams on Jimmy Kimmel, Howard Stern's on Jimmy Fallon, and Jon Favreau's on Stephen Colbert.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Posted my updated mock draft for CBS Sports last night at CBSSports.com. Obviously, Zion Williamson going number one. It does have Ja Morant going number two. If you want to know why, go read it. It's at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Thursday. We'll look back Game 1 Eastern Conference Finals. Look ahead Game 2 Western Conference Finals. John Martin will join me in the first hour with Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good, rep your hood.
Wiseman, Jeffrey, Saw, Dandridge, Lester Quinones, Rajon Tucker, Boogie Ellis.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9.
The fruitful land in the world.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.